Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. We'll hope everyone has had a great holiday season. Obviously, it rolls on. New Year's Eve is tomorrow, New Year's Day in 2 days, and the Eagles are flying high. They really are. Look, congratulations to the Eagles. A couple different things yesterday. They walloped Dallas, who are a bunch of dogs. They stink. The Eagles win the NFC East. Eagles obviously clinched the 2 seed. Saquon at 2,000. It really was an incredibly special day yesterday at Lincoln Financial Field and throughout the Delaware Valley. And frankly, sets up a fascinating Week 18 matchup, Eagles and Giants, to play Saquon or not. We'll talk about it extensively today and do it all with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Men get hiccups more often than women do.
Well, why? Do we know the answer?
No one knows.
That's amazing, man. That is incredible. Well, that's an odd fact. Saquon at 2,000 is an amazing fact. And how about the Eagles to 13-3? How about that?
Feels 13-3, fantastic.
Guys. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, very.
13-3.
It feels right. It feels like that's what this team. This is the dominance level of a 13-3 team in my mind's eye.
I agree.
This is what 13 wins feels like, and you know, that's accurate. And who knows what? Man, this gets complicated.
John, it really does. All right. So,
table
that. Look, table the Saquon thing for like 2 or 3 minutes. Yeah. Let's just address the game for a second. By the way, phone lines open for everyone, 215-592-9494. We'll get to the to play him or not to play him in just a moment, because it is obviously the juicy topic for the week. But, John, your basic reaction to yesterday, what hit you?
I thought it was great to see the dominant team play dominantly, and despite not having a full complement of your quarterback.
Yeah, Jalen and N'Kobe Dean, but Jalen was the big one.
On the other side. You know, it is kind of the quarterback of your defense without N'Kobe Dean. And the defense was, you know, Oren Burks was
great.
That was outstanding to see. He could get in there and make plays and run around and get us the ball back. But, yeah, it felt good. CJ GJ somehow. It's incredible. was that his fifth and sixth or fourth and fifth? Remember 2 years ago when he was here, he was leading the team in interceptions with like eight at the midway point. You're right. It was six at the midway point. It was crazy. That's all he does is get around the ball and make plays and then do amazing things off the field that you find a little bit more about. And he is such an intrinsic part of why this team is awesome.
Yeah,
and why this team continues to thump people at 41-7.
John, it was an ass whooping yesterday.
This is a team. Yeah. We have a team in this town. And it's so, this time of year, this is what you're looking for, a team that comes together, a team that's ready to go. My only, man, we got all sorts of conflicting, I got conflicting feelings about how to best move forward.
I know. All right, so
because of my personal experience with playoffs.
Sure, no, I get it. And look, we've seen a Super Bowl here, but we've also seen a lot of not Super Bowls. So it is really, really complicated. So look, game reaction from my end, I'll keep this short, because I do think the Saquon thing is far and away the most fascinating, but tremendous victory yesterday. Tremendous victory. Great job by the Eagles defense. And ordinarily, I might say, when you face a team that basically doesn't have a quarterback, basically it barely has a running back, doesn't really have receivers, I'd say, you know, grain of salt. You know, what do you really take from it when you... But it's not a grain of salt when you've seen this defense do that to Baltimore. It's not a grain of salt when you've seen this defense do this to other really prolific offenses in some cases. So, tremendous defense. And that obviously gives the Eagles a phenomenal opportunity to win a Super Bowl this year. Look, the offense, after the first two drives, which were obviously stalled drives, got going in a big way. Both quarterbacks played really well. O-line did its thing. Saquon did its thing. A.J. and Devontae did their thing. I mean, the Calcaterra catch, I got to tell you, he didn't make many yesterday, but that was a big one. I mean, that was a jump starter. Look, C.J. was the jump starter for the game. Calcaterra catch was the jump starter for the offense.
It was cool. It was cool to see him making big plays out there. It was cool to see Kenny Pickett looking like a stud quarterback.
He did a nice job
making some throws that were really cool looking plays, and he was buying time, and he was doing athletic things that I wasn't fully aware that he was capable of doing. I thought Kenny Pickett was more impressive than I expected him to be.
Well, I agree with that. No, I thought he was really good, and McKee did a nice job.
With broken ribs, too.
With broken ribs,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is. If that's true, which I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I'm sure it's true. It's been reported.
Yeah, it's been reported. And the way
it was reported.
Yeah, but the way he had to leave the game strikes me that it's something you can believe in, because you could tell he was three or four times trying to tough it out, and finally it's like, all right, let's step away, which I thought was smart. All right,
Tanner McKee also excellent.
He did a nice job.
He's a prepared young man, ready to go.
It sets up a scenario where Tanner McKee could be the backup next year. I mean, we'll see where it goes. But
you gotta like what you saw.
I was very impressed with him.
From both guys.
Agree. All right, let's get to the Saquon thing. So before we get to whether he should play on Sunday or not, and throughout the show, we don't want to push this off the table at all. Guys, let's relish the fact he got to 2,000 yards. 2,000. Let's listen to the moment as called by Merrill and Mike yesterday when Saquon, early fourth quarter, got to 2,000.
They go to a pistol formation. It goes back to Barkley. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He is down at the 25-yard line. Let's see what he has right now as he goes to the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history.
It is such an unbelievable accomplishment.
No question.
So congrats to Saquon,
phenomenal.
The offensive line.
16 games, too, which is cool.
It's really cool.
It's just a neat thing to do in 16.
Agree. Ninth guy in NFL history. And obviously, it now sets up, I would say, one of the more fascinating conundrums I've ever seen in Philly sports. I mean it. I think this is one of the most fascinating. There's nothing bad. I could tell you it's complicated, but it's not life and death, okay? Things are going to be okay either way. But my God, is it juicy. But you have a playoff game coming up. John Ritchie, you're going to be the first on this show to weigh in. To play him to get the record or not, what should they do?
They should. I am conflicted on this.
It is hard.
We can tell right there.
It's hard.
I've actually flipped on this.
Me too, quite a bit. I've flipped 13 times since yesterday's game.
Look, last night when I listened to Lane talk about, he said something like, he called to his teammates, hey, did he get it? And they were referring to the 2,000-yard mark. Yep. And it was, you know, it seemed like that was what the team was going to hang their hat on. So in that moment, I said, well, I should be satisfied with that. And, it's an epic season. And, of course, that is amazing. Holy cow.
Yeah.
You know, and just no human being.
James, this is going to take him 17 minutes.
Yeah, we might need to get to next segment to get there.
He's the ninth to be able to do it.
Let me say this. If I was the teacher.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm playing around.
Let me get there.
Go ahead.
We do. If I'm Nick Sirianni, this is why you get paid the big bucks. This is why.
It's a tricky one, man.
As the CEO head coach.
It's tricky.
You have to do the right thing here. And the more I think about it, I think you have to try to grab history. And you have to try to grab history every step along the way. And I would, in some cases, I think almost like, what would Dan Campbell do in this case? Because I admire his methodology. And, you know, right now, half of his team is on IR, so it's probably idiotic. But I would rather be the team that goes for it than the team that sits and then forever wishes and wonders what could have been. Mm-hmm. I ask, would you regret not trying? And I think the answer is absolutely yes.
You can ask that question either way. You can ask the question, you went for it, do you regret that two guys got injured and are out?
I know, you're right.
Especially after AJ Lesher.
I would rather be the team that errs to the side of aggressiveness. I would rather be the team that decides, you know what, throw caution to the wind, and we're going to go for it all. Not only are we going to go win the Super Bowl, guys, but we're going to go set the G, you know, whatever words you want to use here, the rushing record along the way. And the defenders, the defensive guys, they're every bit as on board as the offensive guys. You know, this is Nick saying, I'm assuming he's talked to the team. I'm assuming that's the way this team feels because they really do operate that way. I just I know how much it means to have a bye. I know there were teams that I played on that went to Super Bowls. We lost, but that's the only way I've ever been to a Super Bowl. That path has been with a bye in the first round. When my teams have played in Wild Card Weekend, that path was stopped along the way.
No,
and,
it's tougher,
and it's a
man.
Lot harder.
It's a lot harder.
You play two games and you're there.
So your current position is you're thinking yes, play
I'm
him.
Saying yes.
Okay.
Set so history every step along the way to setting history.
So, obviously, it's one of the juicier sports radio topics and sports topics throughout the Delaware Valley in a long time. And we'll take your calls on it at 215-592-9494. Let me give you my quick assessment. I'll talk more about this as we go. I lean no. Now, this is a really funky answer, okay? I don't know if this would hold up in a court of law. Seltzer, this might not hold up in a court of law, but I'm going to go for it. I lean no. I'm open-minded to yes, meaning you can convince me today, okay? I lean no, but I want them to play him.
Yeah, that wouldn't hold up, I don't think.
Like, I lean no, and here's the scariest thing for me of all with if you play him and what can go wrong. It's not just obviously the guys can get injured. You could have a playoff game on the Saturday. Mm. You know, like, guys, they play the wild card. Remember, last year the Eagles played on a Monday, so I don't think they're going to get the Monday again. I don't think they're going to get the first Saturday game. That's usually the throwaway game. That's usually like if the Houston Texans make the playoffs.
Texans-Steelers, okay? Probably.
It's always some garbage AFC something out there, okay? But you could get the Saturday night game. You really could. And do you want...
Tuck Rule game was a Saturday night game.
Saturday nights are weird.
We weren't supposed to be playing in that round.
Yeah, so like, I'm just telling you, again, here are my three positions. Eileen, no, don't play him. I am open-minded to being changed, and I kind of want them to play him. I'm just being honest with you guys. 215-592.
Way to hold your ground.
All right, where do you stand? We'll get James' opinion, Devin's opinion, the whole deal. Where do you stand on what to do with Saquon? It is fascinating. Plus, what he said after the game, what Sirianni said, we'll play that extensively today. Some really interesting answers, your phone calls and all of it. Good morning to you. It's the day before New Year's Eve. It's a couple days after Christmas. It's a great day to be an Eagles fan. Your phone calls throughout the program on 94 WIP.